Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Having a law to deport young people who have graduated from high school, who are going to college, or are serving in our military in active duty makes no sense. And this is an area where, as Secretary Duncan said, our nation's immigration laws have not kept up with our nation's needs. The Department of Homeland Security, we need to focus on those aliens who are criminal aliens who are endangering our public safety. We need the ability to focus on them, not on young people, brought here usually by their parents, have no culpability or responsibility for being here.
Starting from scratch, the hour that you're listening to, focusing on the DREAM Act and all of the hoopla about that this week, you just heard from Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano. She says opposition to the DREAM Act doesn't make any sense to her. Senate Democrats conceded that they don't have the votes to pass the DREAM Act. This is a bill, in case you haven't heard about it this week, that would have offered a path to citizenship for some 2 million illegal immigrants in our country. They came in as children, sort of, quote-unquote, against their wishes or without consent. Democrats voted to temporarily pull the measure from consideration. This is the so-called Development Relief and Education for Alien Minors Act. Don't you love these names? Development Relief and Education for Alien Minors Act would affect immigrants who entered the United States illegally as children under the age of 16, have lived in the country for the last 5 years. Other requirements include graduating from high school or getting a general education, getting a diploma, or demonstrating good moral character. I guess all of those things are kind of wrapped into one. What do you think? You'll be able to tell us in just a little while what you're thinking about as this thing, again, has developed over the course of the week. As a matter of fact, it looks to me like it's number three on the list debating the DREAM Act. This is Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, who makes the case that passage of the DREAM Act gives illegal aliens preference over non-minority U.S. citizens.
If an illegal immigrant, if this act passes, if an illegal immigrant happens to be of a racial or ethnic minority, which the vast majority of illegal immigrants are, that individual, as soon as legal status is granted, will be entitled to all the education, employment, job training, government contract, and other minority preferences that are written into our federal and state laws. As a result, the DREAM Act would not only put illegal immigrants on par with American citizens, but would in many cases put them ahead of most American citizens and legal immigrants. So those voting for this so-called DREAM Act are voting to relegate the position of non-minority American citizens to behind those who are now in this country illegally. This doesn't just give young illegal immigrants in-state tuition. It provides them preference in admission. This is a betrayal of our law-abiding citizens and their families in order to help people who have come here illegally. I urge my colleagues to oppose this affirmative action amnesty. I urge my colleagues to oppose this horrible example of misplaced loyalties and concerns that will help illegals at the expense of our citizens and legal immigrants. It is not being cold-hearted to acknowledge that every dollar spent on illegal immigrants is $1 less that's spent on our own children, our own senior citizens, and for all those who are in this society who have played by the rules, who paid their taxes, and expect their government to watch out for their needs before it bestows privileges and scarce resources on illegals who have not played by the rules. This legislation not only increases the burden on our hard-pressed government programs and services, but will give foreigners who are here illegally preference over non-minority citizens, U.S. citizens. It doesn't get much worse than that. We oppose policies like the DREAM Act, and we must oppose those policies because they will serve as a magnet to those who would flock here illegally.
Next up on the countdown, Fox host Megyn Kelly speaking to Geraldo Rivera, who makes a plea in support of the DREAM Act.
My opinions are deeply and sincerely held on this, Megan, and this is not a comprehensive immigration reform bill. There are 12 to 15 or more million illegal immigrants in this country. This has only to do with the absolutely most sympathetic 800,000 at most. These are the illegal immigrants brought here as small children by their parents through no fault of their own, before the age of 16. So they have to come here before they're 16 years old. They have to have been here for 5 years.
And they have to have been here and been brought in before this act passes. It's
right.
Not like it's going to let
exactly.
It go forward.
There's no open end. The eligibility ends on the day this act passes. They have to have graduated high school or had a GED and now have enlisted or intend to enlist in the United States military, which has traditionally been an honorable avenue towards citizenship. How many of us have seen the shots from the forward operating base of the illegal, once illegal alien raising his hand and taking the oath of citizenship because of their honorable service in the United States military? I've seen hundreds, if not thousands, of these youngsters from the inner cities or here or there, overseas in Iraq and Afghanistan becoming citizens.
Let me ask you this, because whenever I've had folks who feel the opposite on the program, you know, I've asked them, it's kids, it's not people who made a conscious decision to come across. And they kind of skip past that and they talk about the broader implications, though, of giving what they call amnesty to these people who may now be adults but were kids when they got here, saying we've tried amnesty several times in this country's history, you know, from Reagan on down, and it hasn't worked. We've only seen more and more illegal immigrants sneak across the border, and it's time to just say we're sorry, but we're drawing a line and we're just not going to do it anymore.
The line that we are reinforcing on the border, I have no qualms with that. You can, if it makes you feel good, put the 82nd Airborne there, the 101st Airborne there. You could put the entire Texas National Guard there. You can build the wall on the border 100 feet high if you want to. You can do anything you want to. He feels in the best interest of the nation to strengthen the border and stop illegal immigrants. We're not talking about that. Everyone should be and is in favor of that, more or less, with some wrinkles. But what we're talking about here really are the human stories. Are we so harsh and so cold in our national humanity that we would take these children who have absolutely no fault?
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for $1?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP 7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. That's me, and he's Bob Del Giorno. speaking here on his radio program with Senator David Vitter, the DREAM Act, nothing more than amnesty. That is the conclusion that this guy draws from the actions of this week.
All right, now, we've been hot and heavy on the DREAM Act, which got passed by the House yesterday.
As you know, I'm opposed to amnesty for illegals, and this is a significant amnesty plan for illegals.
Yeah, and, you know, you look at it, Democrats are, they say they got the 60 votes needed to get the bill passed. On the other hand, just the idea, most of our listeners will go along with the fact that, all right, if we've got these young illegal immigrants who were brought here before 16, they might go along with the fact they give an opportunity to join the military, but I would see a definite opposition to give them a college opportunity to go to college at the taxpayers'
expense. It's putting them in direct competition with young U.S. citizens. I knew two ways about it, and it's doing it at the worst possible time, in the middle of a recession when college scholarships and aid is very scarce and very sought after. Heck, Bob, in Louisiana, we sure know about budget cuts to state colleges. All of that is going on, and then we're going to dump millions of young illegals in direct competition with U.S. citizens for those sought-after college positions and college aid and in-state tuition. And that's really insulting, in my opinion.
Well, to me, we're rewarding people coming into the country illegally.
Sure,
we're giving them a reward for bad behavior.
And they can grab back their other family members and keep them in the country legally once they get that legal status. So the initial number you see in terms of the number of people affected, which is at least 2.1 million, you really probably have to triple that to get the full impact of the bill.
Why haven't we heard more about this DREAM Act? Most people say, hey, this is news to me.
Yeah, it has come up before, but, I mean, the left is trying to sort of slip it in relatively quietly in this lame duck, their last gasp for a lot of liberal policy before the new conservative Congress comes in.
Another radio host on the countdown, John Caldera, with granting citizenship, one of the things that's part of this DREAM Act, is giving citizenship to those in the military a no-brainer?
The legislation would give hundreds of thousands of young illegal immigrants brought to the United States before the age of 16 and who have been here for 5 years and graduated from a high school or gained some sort of equivalency degree, a chance to gain legal status if they joined the military or attended college. What's bad about that? What if they join the military, serve the United States by being in the military? Why not allow them to become American citizens? Some activists have described the DREAM Act as the least Congress can do on the issue. It targets the most sympathetic of millions of undocumented people, says Fox News. Those brought to the U.S. as children in many cases consider themselves American, speak English, have no ties or family living in their native country. Isn't that true, though? We're talking about the group of immigrants who probably are the most sympathetic. This is the group that are the most American. This is the group that, should they join the military, would serve our country. Would it really be that awful to grant them citizenship, to grant them some sort of legal stay if they join the military? I'm conflicted on this. Give us your poor, you remember that? Your huddled masses. Just don't give us anybody from Mexico. Isn't this a fair deal? You join the military, you can become a citizen. You weren't responsible for coming here illegally. You were under 16. You had to do whatever your parents told you to do. The part about attending college and that somehow filling the requirement, that's not the same as going to military service. Going through military service, that's a commitment. Going to the community college, it's tough work, granted, but it's not the same.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Head counsel.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Again, a reminder, at 23 and change after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of hot hits. The House has passed the DREAM Act this week. The immigration bill known as the DREAM Act passing the House. Senate's approval uncertain. Passed mainly along party lines. The DREAM Act allows illegal immigrants who came to the U.S. as minors to apply for citizenship after graduating from high school. Detractors say it offers amnesty. The DREAM Act also allows its beneficiaries to apply for federal grants like the Pell Grant to attend college. Congressional Budget Office says the measure will cut the federal deficit by $1.4 billion and increase government revenue by $2.3 billion over the next decade. Wow, that's interesting. Here's radio host Mike McConnell debating the DREAM Act with Hans von Spassky from the Heritage Foundation.
From my perspective, I'm one of those, I feel some empathy for those who are brought here, you know, by their parents. They didn't intend to break a law. They've been Americanized. They're living the dream, working at McDonald's, whatever the case may be. Why do you have a problem with them having a path to citizenship?
Well, part of the problem here is that the sponsors are being deceptive. This is a backdoor way of getting amnesty for what may be half of the illegal alien population in the United States, because it's estimated that probably about 2 million people will get amnesty through this program. But that number actually would probably be triple that, because once these individuals become citizens, well, then they'll be able to sponsor the parents who illegally brought them here, spouses, children, siblings. You could get triple that number. 6 or 7 million could be the end result of the amnesty that you get out of this.
Well, you've got somebody who they have to be at least have gotten here before they were 16 years of age, been here for the last 5 years, the 5 years consecutively prior to the enactment of this bill, if in fact it becomes a law. And I think we have to be under 30. Is that what it is? What's the high end?
Well, it was 35. Then they took it down to 30.
Down to 30. Right. So it's a limited number of people. It's a rather narrow window from my perspective. Now, you have to figure the average person at that point in time, their parents are probably in their 40s. In some cases, they're in their 50s. And isn't it a 10-year wait before you could become a citizen anyway, which puts us now into our 50s and our 60s? If they've been here that long, what's the difference if they become legal?
Look, I believe in the rule of law, and I don't think people who broke the law and came here illegally should be given an amnesty and made citizens and basically put at the front of the line.
Well, we are on the same page. I agree entirely. But if a kid goes in, if a mother across the street goes in that Walgreens with her 10-year-old daughter and shoplifts, I don't say that the 10-year-old daughter was guilty. She was just there when the mother broke the law. Somebody comes into this country, you know, the kid is 10 years old. They didn't break the law. The parents did. They were there at the time. You could say they were accomplices, but that kid didn't break the law any more than that kid at Walgreens is shoplifting.
Yeah, but, you know, part of the problem here is that if that's the view, then fine. Come up with a statute that doesn't allow the chain migration, the sponsorship, that is basically going to make this number of 2 million go up to probably 6 or 7 million.
Well, again, if those parents have been here since they were fairly young adults, and at the end of this 10 years, most of them are going to be in their 50s and their 60s, and they've been here most of their lives, what difference does it make if they're legal or illegal? They're here.
It makes a huge difference in the costs that we as citizens are going to have to pay in terms of Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, in when we have a budget that is already unsustainable and in many ways bankrupt.
Right, but we need more people paying into those as legal citizens. We need more people paying into Social Security and more people paying into Medicare.
Yeah, but given the numbers you were just giving that, well, they won't become citizens till they're in their 50s or 60s, they're not going to be paying in enough to really pay the amount that they're going to take out. Look, there are other problems with this bill, too. I mean, one of the biggest problems is that once you submit an application, all removal proceedings against you have to stop. That means that there will be millions of illegal aliens who will apply, even though they don't qualify.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
Improve your memory with Neurolox. One out of two American seniors will experience life-altering brain decline, but it's not too late to protect yourself. With the breakthrough product, Neurolox Advanced Memory Formula, you can improve your focus and memory, protect against premature brain decline and oxidation, and even elevate your mood. Call 1-888-445-1932 to try Neurolox risk-free. Refocus your mind, improve your memory, and fight premature brain aging, all with Neurolox. Call today, 1-888-445-1932.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799.
You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Talk radio coast to coast.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. We're on the Dream Act as we count down the one of the items from this week's difficult list. This is a difficult week because there are a lot of things going on. So in the Talkers magazine chart for the week, this is number 3 on First Blush, the debate going on. Here's Congressman Luis Gutierrez, who's been leading the fight to get the Dream Act passed.
They came as children. The son should never be held responsible for the actions of the father. We should not hold these children. These are our class valedictorians. These are the brightest, the smartest. And you want to know something? I wish all of you could meet one. Because you know what you would meet? A fellow American in everything but a piece of paper. They love this country. This is the only country they know. It is time for the Congress of the United States to take a test today. I was a school teacher, elementary school teacher. I never knew how well the students were doing until there was a test. And today is the day to take the test and grade ourselves in terms of how well we're going to do for this young, immensely talented, and immensely American group of people.
Yeah, what a load of manure. At any rate, that's one side of the story, and that's what we're here to do, is present various sides to the story, reconciling them, if you will. 800-510-8255. So let's get right to the calls here. Troy calling from Clovis, New Mexico. Let's hear from you on the Dream Act. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Doug. I know it's a little bit unconventional, and it's almost off the topic, but not quite. Our problem with our states failing and everything is that we don't have enough money to support these people. California is a prime example. If we would change our income tax laws to a flat tax where everyone pays at the register, illegal aliens would be paying income tax at the register.
Well, it's, you're right. This is something that is, I don't know, you could say it's on or off the focus. The focus here is what to do about a serious problem, and because the problem isn't going away, and it's been affected by the economy. And, yes, these people do not pay. So are you saying that you'd be willing
to make illegals legal if we change the tax system? Is that what you're saying? If we had what you and I both support as a tax on goods as they're sold, then that gets rid of the underground economy, gets rid of all of the IRS problems that so many people have. These people then, as everybody else, will have to pay. So you just want to wipe away? I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm just wondering that as we listen to you, whether that's the clarification.
No, not quite absolutely. I think that the only other way someone could, and I think going to college is not an answer, is if they want to go serve this country, raise their hand, and swear to defend the Constitution of the United States, okay, we might have a way for you to do it, and that's join the military. Mm-hmm. If they want to join the military and go that route and defend this country, I could see someone becoming a citizen. Other than that, I don't think saying, okay, I'll go to college works. I mean,
especially
they go through ROTC.
Yeah. Especially if you and I are paying for them to go to college, which is probably the way it worked out. They can borrow these, they use the Pell Grants and the various student loan deals that are around, and under that circumstance, they go and they may or may not pay the money back. You know that deal. There's no chattel attached to that loan.
Writers.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, that's an interesting idea. Writers. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. Here up next is Roger listening to our station in Hammond, Indiana, from the shyest of towns, Chicago. Go ahead. Let's hear you talk, Roger.
Couple of points that I want everybody to understand or you to understand. First of all, if people who are here illegally, they're breaking the law. Justifying it by saying that they've been here for a long time or there's a child that's been here for 20 years or whatever the case may be doesn't excuse the law. The other thing is I think a lot of people are missing is a lot of people that come to this country, I don't know the numbers, but they start businesses. Illegal, illegitimate businesses where they don't have to pay taxes, they don't have to pay their workers a minimum wage, they don't have to pay insurance. What burden does that put on the rest of the legal businesses that can't afford to stay in business because they're being undercut by illegal businesses in the first place? There's a lot of people out there that want their lawns cut for $20 as opposed to $28 for the guy that has to pay his workers' insurance. The whole thing, the bottom line is if you come here illegally, you're breaking the law, and something needs to be done.
800-510-8255. Peggy, you're in North Carolina, I understand, and so we want to see if you had something new to add to this conversation on the countdown.
Hi, as far as the Dream Act goes, I am the parent of a child who will be leaving for college in 18 months. To think that some of these illegal immigrants would be granted benefits that are very hard to come by for natural-born citizens now makes me very angry because not only are my husband and I in a lower income bracket due to my job loss, it's going to be very tough to find scholarships, grants. My son is very smart when it comes to, you know, his grades. We'll get some scholarship. And I'm sure there will be lots of organizations who are willing to give scholarships, you know, because there are so many of the people that organizations, let's say women's groups, that are always looking for people who are underserved. Because my son, being a white young man, will not be able to have any of those.
All right. I'm listening and thinking. There is there are a number of questions here, and the legality. I'm back on, actually, my mind is wafting back to the conversation we had a few minutes ago with that fellow who thought it would be a good idea if we changed the tax structure. That'd be an interesting way of taking care of, at least paying for these people. That's a step. I think that's an idea that is really worth thinking about, frankly. 800-510-8255. New citizens and new citizenship, Mary, in Palm Desert, California, with a focus on the illegal alien problem. California's got the biggest one. Go ahead, Mary.
Yeah, this state's going bankrupt trying to support illegal aliens. And I agree with what these last few callers had to say, but the primary issue that I want to take front with is You cannot join the military in this country without a high school diploma. Period.
That's not. I don't know that for a fact.
I know that for a fact.
Yeah, I heard that there were some who got a. They get the graduate equivalency exams.
GED qualifies.
Sorry.
GED that qualifies.
Yeah, but do you get it while you're in? Can you get it while you're in the service if you sign up?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if that's the case, then what's your question?
Well, they're not going to be able to join the military anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so that takes care of that option. Jay in Lexington, Kentucky, you're on the air.
How you doing, sir?
All right, thank you.
Hey, the only thing I wonder about is, what about the extreme Muslims now? They're going to be illegal aliens as well. Couldn't they join the military and infiltrate it from within?
That's a generalized statement that may or may not be correct. The second part of your question, can they, if they are... We have Mr. Is it Nassan, that guy from the, I think it was, he was in Fort Bliss. He's an example of what you're saying, I guess. He was vetted. Hard to know. People change as they go through life, and whether they're okay when they go in and then they get changed because of something that goes on while they're in there.
What I'm wondering is, I mean, ones that come in now sneak across, they probably would come through. They could come through in Mexico. And they get here, their children are 16 and have the same views, and within 5 years they're eligible to join the military. I mean, I just don't like this backdoor idea that they're trying to push.
There's something stereotypical about what you're saying, but it may be worth a... There's so much stuff here. All this is so complicated, and if we just... you get a headache when you go through a lot of this stuff. It is. It's like a lot of other things that have happened this week. You think about why it is that things happen in terms of politics. You listen to some of these radio programs or television programs, and you hear the stridency of the comments. The Dream Act is one of them. Don't ask, don't tell is another one. And it's even the tax deal this week. There's just so much. People are so dug in, so entrenched in their views. I haven't been great when it comes to immigration myself, or illegal immigration, about being flexible, because I think that the whole thing, the premise is wrong. But then there are people who point out to me, well, you got yours because your parents were here, and you didn't have to do anything. Well, somebody needs to do something at some point in order for it just to be right. What do you know and what do you care about in terms of being here? Is all the only reason you're here to get money? If that's the case, then damn it, you shouldn't be a citizen. All right, anyway, more calls coming up on this because there are a lot of people that want to be heard. I'm Doug Steffen at 16 before the hour on the countdown.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibendronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop cleansing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
800-510-8255 is the number to call here. The email address is doug@dougstefan.com, and you have the Twitter followers and you have Facebook followers. Help yourself to comments. The Dream Act, the immigration problem, gets less and less because the jobs are fewer and fewer. I'll get some good news to the job front. The numbers are better for those who are looking for jobs. That's one thing, and I wonder if that affects illegals as those who are here legally get jobs. Is the ratio the same as those who get who are here illegally? And is the question of whether we eliminate the minimum wage, does that affect what happens here? Let's think about that as we continue listening to your calls and comments. Bob is on the Dream Act here, so let's get to you.
Hi, this is really a misnamed. It's not the Dream Act. It's the Two-Ton Anchor Baby Act. If you pass this thing, you're going to have half of Mexico up here in 5 minutes. You don't throw a carrot out. I mean, and what's going to happen here is the minute you do this, it forms a goalpost, and then you're going to see a lot of politicians saying, well, now you got to give them free education and free food and free everything. And we can't do this because what we're going to be doing is we're going to be providing free everything for these kids and their parents. And of course, these people, they don't pay taxes. Whatever money they make, they just send it back to Mexico.
Free, free. Everything is free. That is one of the big problems in California. And then there's the base that has come in, and that's the Luis Gutierrez's of the world. Who think because their name is Hispanic, they deserve whatever things. This is unfair. You're profiling. How many times do you hear that argument when it comes to this problem versus the problem of who's going to get on an airplane? Thomas in Dallas, you're on the air, sir.
Listen, I'm from Texas. I'm from Dallas, and I was listening to what you were saying about immigration. And being from Texas, we have a lot more issues with immigration than most of the country does. And I can tell you for a fact, and I own three businesses that were service businesses, that there are thousands and thousands and thousands of 15 and 16-year-old illegal immigrants crossing the borders looking for work. As far as finding documentation that will allow them to stay here, you can go to any bazaar in Dallas and get a driver's license, get a Social Security card. You can go down to the consulate office of Mexico and get a consulate card. There is a corner that I live by, and there were a minimum of 200 Hispanic people standing on the corner looking for work every morning.
Every single morning. I know people in the area where I spend time in Southern California, the U-Haul place, the hardware stores, the paint stores, certainly Home Depot and Lowe's, they are there. Their trucks. You wonder how do they get trucks if they're here illegally. Jose, listening to KNEW in San Francisco.
I actually think that it would be good for the Dream Act for students that have no documents, because like me, I've been in this country since I was one. You know, my dad and my mom brought me over. Unfortunately, it wasn't my decision, you know, but just thank God that they brought me here. Now, what makes me feel that I'm not human is that, you know, when I was little, I've always gone to school, you know, had my friends, you know, I was equal to everybody. And as soon as I started growing, I started to sort of separate myself. You know, people always used to talk about, you know, they're traveling, they're going over here, they're doing this. And, you know, I couldn't say anything because I don't have the right documentation, unfortunately. And but that's going to give people hope, you know, to keep studying. Like me, I wanted to keep studying. But unfortunately, I couldn't because my economic status wasn't all that perfect also. So, you know, I had to stop going to school. I went through high school and everything, but I didn't get, you know, I couldn't get anything out of it because I didn't have my documents. So, you know, I just thought that if I kept using my money towards my school, I wasn't going to get anywhere, because I have a couple of friends that, you know, they had their degrees and they had scholarships and everything, and they didn't get nothing out of it.
All right. I think this has been, as we sort of ferret around through the issue itself and listening to people, I think we've covered as much of this as we can. I think we've come up with as many new ideas. We've heard a lot of the old ideas. That's part of the discussion and part of what makes this refreshing, sort of a review of the issue. At 51 past the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255, always the way to be in touch here on the countdown. One of the items this week, the passing of Elizabeth Edwards has gotten a great deal of attention. She was 61. This battle she had with breast cancer, a lot of people who are big into getting support for things like the Susan G. Komen Foundation were on board because of that. Others, because of her being married to John Edwards, because of his life, just because she apparently very smart and very much a part of several political circles. Anyway, she wrote a final message thanking her friends, family, and others for their support. The husband and wife legally separated at the time of her death. Listening to her and thinking about what she was all about seemed to me, anyway, to be a startling revelation of strength. Here she is, Elizabeth Edwards, going back to 2004, explaining why she put the campaign that her husband was running for the presidency ahead of her own illness.
Is this a hardship for us? Yes, it's yet another hurdle. But I've seen people who are in real desperate shape who don't, first of all, have the wonderful support that I have and have no place to turn. And it's unbelievably important that we get this election right. It's important that the American people have the opportunity to have a president like him. And I can't deprive him of that just because I want to sit home feeling perfectly well, but wanting his company.
800-510-8255. What a shame. That turned out to be a sham, yeah? Here she is, Mrs. Edwards, speaking with Larry King about her husband's being a cheat.
I saw my mother believe, as she was, when I was a young girl, I found journals that she thought that my father had cheated on her when she had three very young children. And
you being one of them.
And I was the first of those. And I have no idea whether it actually happened or not, but I know that she thought it did. And that it was this strong, incredibly beautiful, accomplished woman being undone by that. I believe through this whole thing, John has loved me. I just think that he had a frailty that allowed him to do something which was completely contrary to the rest of his life. The human flaws that participate in bad things happening in your life come in all different forms. Some of them hurt us more than others. This one hurt a lot. The hardest part, I think, was feeling like somebody who had been the person I had leaned on when I needed somebody, when Wade had died, when the cancer came. I think it's probably been hard for him, too, to see himself in this new light as not the person on whom I feel I can lean.
Elizabeth Edwards talking about her husband and his cheating. What a wonderful woman. Listen to that. Forgiveness in her voice. Here are radio hosts Scott Sloan and Tracy Jones reflecting on Ms. Edwards, and they refer to, I think, John Edwards as the rat.
I think the reason why a lot of people saw the death of Liz Edwards at age 61 is because her husband is such a rat. You know what I mean?
Liked John Edwards. Never liked him. I thought he was a pretty boy. I thought he was a phony. Yeah. I thought he was an ambulance chaser. Never liked him at all.
But there's a guy, John Edwards, helping to totally negate that stereotype of trial attorneys, huh?
He's got
the bad hair going on. He's just a weasel.
And he had the affair, right? He was going back and forth. Like, Elizabeth would come out, you know, get better as far as her cancer is concerned, and he'd get back. Whether as soon as she got better, I think the timeline
was that first of all, their teenage son died. And then 2004 election, giving their concession speech in Boston, and that day she found out she had breast cancer. So she went right from the concession speech to the hospital to have the lump taken out. So she's on the mend, right? She's on a rebound from, and then she winds up getting bone cancer. That's actually what killed her.
Mm-hmm.
And during this whole thing, John Edwards is screwing around with this Riel Hunter, and knocks her up. And I'm thinking, dude, that is just a rat move, right? I mean, your wife is sick with cancer, for God's sake, and you're screwing around on her? Come on.
He's a bad guy.
That's really bad.
That family's had some hard hits.
The
son dying. You know, Elizabeth Edwards went to her son's grave every single day for a year and read to him.
Is that right?
I mean, think about that. You lose a kid, it hits you. I cannot. But, you know, most couples that lose a child, they end up getting a divorce.
You know, you had that tragedy. But the whole thing, while you're having sex with this other woman, you knock her up, and your wife is sick with cancer, right?
Yeah, but it tells you what a bad guy is going back and forth. You know, she starts to recover a little bit. He's back with her.
Well, then he denied it. No, I wasn't having sex with him. Then he admitted it when the paternity test was coming out.
I didn't have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. not laughable, but it is kind of laughable. Elizabeth Edwards, rest in peace. Took a lot of abuse from that guy. As a matter of fact, even in death, the abuse continues. Those idiots at the Westboro Baptist Church are going to picket the funeral service this weekend. There you go. There's some really upstanding Americans, right? Where is the lightning when it comes to Fred Phelps and his family and the members of that congregation?